Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Come through, queen. I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Brendan, I fear this may be a barn burner episode.
Oh, no.
It may be.
Because of what? The traitors?
Because of the traitors. And, I mean, there's news going on. There's a lot of shows. There's good shows. There's good freaks. There's good queens. The way we are covering the traitors this week is actually a little psychotic as well.
Okay.
Because we'll be talking about the first three episodes after we get through the news. And then at the very end, separating it, we'll be talking about episode four.
Yeah. So we... Full disclosure, we're recording on Thursday night, so we're like really trying to get through the episode so we can watch the new episode.
Yeah. And discuss it here with you.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, so we got the news this week.
Okay, so last night I think was the premiere of Vanderpump Rules, or premiere event.
Premiere party.
Yes, and yeah. During the premiere party, they released a new trailer for... The Valley. Which we knew was coming.
Oh, yeah. It was announced over the summer. And I think at that point, it was still being called Vanderpump Valley.
But they just want to chop.
They want to chop the Vanderpump, which makes sense.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Lisa Vanderpump wants to move to Vegas. Like, that's where all her success is now.
And this is like a... 10-ish person cast.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them were on Vanderpump Rules. The rest of the cast doesn't really have anything to do with Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, so the cast that was on Vanderpump is, of course, Jax, who is kind of leading the trailer.
Okay, yep. Jax, his wife Brittany, and Kristen Dooney.
Yeah.
Now, Jax leading the trailer, driving a little, like, kids motorized, like, car thing... But kind of giving like serial killer with the leather gloves.
Yeah.
Like waving to everyone on the street.
Mm-hmm.
We have him waving to like what is essentially a bunch of strangers to us. But some of these people like are like slightly in the public conscious. We have either a Miss USA or what's the other like? It's like Miss USA or Miss America. Something like that. I think it's a Miss USA contestant who is married to... A television star who was essentially just in like a bunch of different like kids shows like Hannah Montana, iCarly, mm-hmm. like name them. He was probably in it for like one episode each.
Okay.
We have a woman who I believe is a friend of who was a female contestant on a season of The Bachelor.
Okay.
So she wasn't like The Bachelorette. She was vying for
Yeah, the you Rose. Explained it well the first time.
Okay. we have a gay.
Well, we know this guy.
You seem to know him better than I do.
He has been Britney's friend forever and ever.
And then got a transfer to Duty's friend.
Now he's Duty's friend. His name, what, is Zach?
I sent it in like rat kisses, I think.
Rat kisses, okay. me trying to find different things. Yeah, Zach Wickman.
Okay.
So he is somebody who, before even... I want to say Logan, both Logans were like in the picture in the background of Vanderpump Rules.
He threw the first brick at a Vanderpump establishment.
He threw the first brick at Sir.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Zach Wickman, you can go back. I think he even might have grown up with Britney. I think he might be from Kentucky.
Is he going to put on a little twang like her?
I mean, I think like he might already have it.
No, but don't the girls like allege that Britney like puts on a heavier one?
Yeah, I think. But that's like saying you put like on more of a marble mouth than you have in person.
Why would I put on more of a marble mouth?
You might.
I'm like fighting for my life. Me and Ariana Grande both fighting to enunciate. Yeah, so we only got a spring release window. And this isn't even like a proper trailer. It's essentially a teaser.
Yeah.
We're not seeing scenes from the upcoming show.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what that show looks like. I think the premise is essentially like these are couples with young children. And I was reading like the different bios and stuff. Apparently like Kristen just had a breakup. She was like, I'm just going to have a kid on my own. And then started dating this guy that she's in the teaser with.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they may be doing that together.
They go host a podcast together.
But what does that mean?
I mean, we've been in this since 2016. It means a lot.
It means a lot.
No, but like also one of the taglines is like, watch us adults. But it's like, Jax, you're pushing 50.
Good. Watch us grandparent.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay, I'm going to push us next to Rachel Goes Rogue since we're in the Vanderpump universe.
Sure.
And this premiered last week, but I guess it like wasn't on my radar until Jimbo to the show told me that it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've now listened to the two episodes that came out. Did you listen to both episodes?
I listened to the second one.
Not the first?
No.
Interesting. Okay. Was there like, were you like, oh, she's, you know that she says more in the second one, or you just like only listen to one random episode?
I was not planning on listening at all. Oh, okay. And then yesterday or something, you texted and being like, at some group chat, at Cuckoo for Cuoco, you were like, y'all need to listen to this lobotomy or whatever. So I was like, okay, I'll tune in while I'm like making dinner.
Okay, okay. What did you make of it?
I mean, ramen.
No.
I knew what you were asking, but I decided to go for the joke.
Well, yes, and
it was fine. Like she revealed. I would actually like to hear from like somebody who's a producer on the show because she revealed a lot. But like,
okay, to preface what you're saying, in the first episode, she was like, "Oh, I can't really talk about everything because some of the stuff I'm not supposed to talk about because it goes into like the making of the show, but like outside of the making of the show, like I'm living my life, so I can talk about that." And then that kind of goes out the window in the second episode because she is explicitly talking about the making of the show to a degree that like no one on Bravo has ever really done before, I think. Mm-hmm. Like this is like the shit like 10 years later after The Hills where they're all like, this was fake. She's essentially like a hop, skip, and a jump from that.
Yeah, but this might be the reason she went to Bethany first.
I mean, okay, so what she's talking about here is like she went on a date with Peter in between filming seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Producers were like after she was like, I'm not really interested in him. They were like, we have to show what is happening in your life. Like, you need to go on a date with Peter.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, I'll go on a date with Peter. She wanted to like end it right after that. They were like, no, like give it a week or something. And then essentially a very similar thing happened with Schwartz of like essentially planning a little flirtatious relationship with Schwartz, like, going into the season.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, I think it... I don't think we can explain it well. I think people need to actually listen. Yeah. It's like, there's a lot of details where it's like, oh, this is very planned out. But I think that's also not surprising to a lot of people who watch these shows.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't surprised by anything that she said.
Okay. I just think it, like, it's really showing, like, how the, like, we're, like, in the, like, the meat factory. Like, yeah, we're seeing, like, the meat get made.
Yeah, but
the sausage,
like,
get made.
But, like, it's not an interesting person making this, or, like, telling you how the sausage is made. It's, like, I'd rather another narrator. Like, I'm kind of over the Rachel Raquel story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
So I was like, it wasn't like this big revelation to me. No offense. I'm not trying to yuck your yum.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, but this is coming from a person that, like, I'm so over Vanderpump Rules in general, although I'm excited for it to come back after I saw the trailer, but, like, I didn't need more of that. But then, like, I'm surprised how interested I am in what she's putting out there.
Oh my God. A Rachel fan.
Am I a Rachel fan? Am I a Larsa fan? Saved you for that. Okay.
Yeah, you're really, like, loving the two most uninteresting women on Bravo at this point.
Okay. Next up, speaking of podcasts, Sam, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Fair. Who you may know from Summer House, who was also on the season of Winter House as Corey's situation into girlfriend. Appeared on the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. I think that's the name. That's, like, really a choice. But she
famously said a lot of things about how all podcast names are bad.
I know. And
this might be top of the list.
It might be one of the worst. I mean, I almost got to think, like, every time she says it, she's like, why did I do this?
She probably doesn't.
Okay. Okay. So she's on this podcast. And once again, this is kind of like, if you are into Summer House, Winter House, this cinematic universe, I would encourage you to go listen to it. You could fast forward through the first 20 minutes because it's kind of like her life up before Summer House, which is like...
Oh, you don't want to hear about a woman's life?
I want to hear about a woman's life. But, like, I don't need to hear about, like, the Cosmo interview and, like, how she went to school for journalism and, like... that's fine. I'm here for, like, the Bravo.
I do have a little tea about that off camera.
Off camera. Okay. So we get into her getting onto Summer House, her experience filming that even before she met Corey. Then, like, Corey comes onto the show as, like, a late addition to Summer House.
Yeah.
Which, like, the way she's saying it, she's not saying it, like, as bluntly as Rachel would say it on her podcast, but, like, they added him to the show because, like, the show needed more.
Yeah, nothing's happening. Sure.
So then they start dating. She gets into everything with, like, Winter House, like, filming it, interviews. Like, oh, they didn't let me do green screen interviews. He's flying up, staying with me to film these green screen interviews and then, like, kind of talking shit about our relationship, like, essentially saying, like, it's like, should our get off the pot? I guess I'm shitting. And she's like, I'm watching him who's staying with me saying, I'm guess I'm shitting. Like, as we're having a fun weekend that weekend.
Right.
So it was like, they became boyfriend and girlfriend at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. But as she's watching, it's like unraveling everything. And even though, like, she was, like, together at the reunion, like, it was, like, on the way down as that was happening, which is why she was so emotional during the reunion.
Well, in that reunion, like, basically was the nail, like, whatever, the nail in the wall or whatever. It was horrible.
Well, I mean, so then after that, like, she's like, we're together now for a year and a half. Like, I'm talking to you about, like, what are we doing? Like, are you going to come hang with my family for New Year's or something?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she left her on red for, like, 48 hours. And she's like, he's never not talked to me for 48 hours. And you're, like, ignoring this thing that means, like, so much to me.
Right.
I actually found her, like, very compelling. I'm surprised that they chopped her from the universe. Because she's not on this upcoming season of Summer House.
She still hangs around, though. And she's still with the girls.
Yeah, she's like, she's seemingly like very close with Gabby. And then like also gets along with Danielle and Lindsay. So like, I'm not really understanding why we're not keeping her around.
And there was like the, like during Christmas, that time we were talking about, like she got him a gift and he like didn't get her a gift.
Oh, yeah,
and like,
yeah.
Then he never said he loved her.
Oh yeah, never said he loved her.
After like
one time he said it, maybe.
Yeah, but she kept on telling him she loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leak stuff.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. So, worth a listen if you're interested in that world.
Sure.
Okay. Shall we get to Traitors?
Yes.
Wow. A 3-episode drop. And then I thought it was dropping on midnight. Did it not drop till like the evening of Friday or something?
Yeah, it was not till 9, which I liked.
It was not till 9, but actually we hit play at like 8:45 or something.
Okay, so it wasn't till the evening, which yeah. I'm glad for because this is a very spoilery show.
Like, yeah.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
I don't want to miss a thing. We sadly like watched the 3rd episode the next morning. So I was like fighting for my life, not trying to not be spoiled. And luckily I wasn't.
Sure. So if y'all haven't watched The Traitors season 1, the US. Well, so now there's so many versions. There's US, UK, Australia. I think they're like opening up international cities.
Okay.
So the premise is, it's like
a game of mafia.
A game of mafia, but played in a castle, and Alan Cumming is there to host you.
Yeah.
And last season was half reality stars, half
humans.
Regular people who are not famous. This season, the US version made, I think, the best decision to do all reality stars.
Yes.
But other versions like UK and Australia are just humans.
Yeah, which
some people prefer.
So actually, like, so Traitors US season 1 all came out on one day, which was kind of hellish because you had to like steamroll through 9 or 10 episodes to like not get spoiled. And then when that was done, like the thought crossed my mind to watch the other countries, but it was like, it's already like it's past. Now that they're like spacing out these episodes.
Yeah.
I almost feel like, oh, watching UK in like while waiting for the next episode might like scratch an itch that I'm feeling.
It definitely will. Also, like, I also have this thing where people always tell me to watch like this international version of this show while I'm waiting for something. And I'm like, I want to do it. But then I'm like, I already have too much TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the thing that is good for me about the US version of Traitors is like, I know most of the players.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got how many housewives? 4?
We've got 4 housewives plus a shot of Sunset.
Yes, MJ.
MJ. But MJ, Sheree, Larsa, Tamra.
Phaedra.
Phaedra.
Of course.
Of course.
How can you forget? 2 survivors.
We've got Parvati.
And Sandra. And
Sandra. We've got Johnny Bananas, CT, and Trishelle from Real World Challenge.
Mm-hmm. 2 Big Brothers.
We've got Dan Giesling and Janelle.
Yes.
From Big Brother.
We've got
Bling Empire, Kevin.
Oh, who's hot, but I've heard is stupid.
Yeah. I mean, on the show, he's kind of stupid.
Yeah. We've got Bergalicious from
Bergie from Love Island.
Love Island.
Which, Bergie, like, I went from, like, what are you doing here? To being like, okay, I'm seeing it. Yeah. We got Ekin Su, who, when the show started, I'm like, I have no idea who this woman is. And then once she started talking and then her name appeared on the screen, I was like, oh, this is the woman everyone who watches UK Love Island loves.
Yes, yes.
They love Ekin Su.
Yeah.
And she loves conspiracy theories and aliens and all that stuff.
Yeah. And then we've got the fucking politician.
We've got the politician.
Is that everyone?
And we got Miss Pep.
Oh, of course, Miss Pep.
Now,
the most important of them all.
Miss Pep, I feel like that's like one of the headlines out of the first 3 episodes.
Yeah. Done dirty.
Done dirty. I think she was really at a disadvantage in particular by being, and like, there are other people who are the only representative of their world. Miss Pep is the only Drag Race star on the show. So like, you're at a disadvantage by being that.
Of course.
And combine that with like what she essentially was kicked out for was having like an outsized reaction to something.
Which, if you roll the tape, was not an outsized reaction.
Yeah. But it got like, it kept the snowball kept rolling in that direction.
Yeah.
And then like once like the group decides someone's a traitor.
We also forgot the athlete.
Oh, Deontay.
Yeah.
Once the bull's like rolling in that direction, it's very hard to like reverse the inertia.
Mm-hmm.
And Sally Miss Pep was the first one banished. Now, the first two people murdered were, we forgot Marcus, mm-hmm. who is Housewives adjacent, and also he's like shown as like entrepreneur.
Yeah. We're also like not reliable narratives because we keep on forgetting people because we forgot. Yeah.
There's so many people. Yeah. So Miss Pep first banished, Johnny Bananas first killed.
Yeah.
Which was a shock to me because he had like the trailer moment of having the one-on-one with Alan
mm-hmm.
of being like, oh, I'm like the best dressed here. And I guess I didn't register that. Like I didn't see him in other trailer moments since mm-hmm. he was like, had one of the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marcus killed next.
Which I think is good because I think he downloaded all his information into Larsa. And like Dan's now like the biggest Larsa fan in the world.
Okay, well first Marcus impressed me with like how he was playing the game before he was mm-hmm. murdered. And like it made sense that he was murdered because he seemed to be doing a good job.
Also, his dad is Michael Jordan, like mm-hmm. one of the most famous athletes ever to exist.
Yes.
You have to think about that.
You have to think about that. Although, you know, there's so much like said about like, oh, we've got like some of the greatest players of reality competition shows on this show. But like, to me, like the Housewives are kind of like playing better than some of them.
Well, I think yes, right now, but like in the long run, we don't know how they will do.
Oh, of course.
But like, I think they've got the social game that a lot of the other players don't have.
Well, because at the end of the day, the social game is what matters. Like the challenges don't really matter. Like they matter to like put money in the pot, but like, okay, like there will be some money in the pot.
Yeah.
And
I think I had never seen a season of her on Survivor, but from interviews that I've watched of Sandra, she's always said that she's relied on her social game.
She's intense.
Yeah.
Okay. Our three traitors as of right now, Dan, Phaedra, and the two of them recruit Parvati.
Yes, which I don't watch TV like you where I'm not like yelling and screaming on my couch. Oh. But I will say the one time I was audible, I did do a when they recruited Parvati.
You did do a dun dun dun. Wow.
Well, you're usually doing cartwheels hanging from the chandelier that doesn't exist in your house, like and all that kind of stuff.
There's like a mini shan
okay.
in the kitchen.
Oh, it can't hold you.
I can't hold. Okay. drag me, Monique. Okay. There's like buzz online. Did Dan Giesling say, I won't do this show unless you make me a traitor? Cause he's like a big get for the Big Brother fan base to be on this show.
But like at this point,
yeah,
it's like, it's a NBC Universal show. So you're jumping networks.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know if you, like, what does he do for a living? Does he have a lot of money?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, there's just a theory that, like, he knew his worth as a reality show player. And, like, the fact that he is one of the traitors seems a little convenient.
Maybe. But I also know, I don't know if any of these people really have, like, that pull to come into this. It's not like fucking Angelina Jolie walking into this castle. It's not, I don't know if like any of these people, they're all looking for work.
He's not though.
What does he do?
He has not done anything other than his like two seasons of Big Brother.
Okay.
So I don't think he's like, he's not like Johnny Bananas, who's like on Taxi TV, like taking any opportunity that he could get.
Sure, but like everyone needs a little bit of relevance.
Okay. I think of the three traitors, as of three episodes in, Phaedra's the one who's impressing me the most.
Yeah, of course. Because nobody expects.
Although, if you're playing the game, like, aren't you kind of thinking like, it's going to be like one over here, one over here, one over here. Like in terms of, it's not going to be three housewives of the traitors. Like it's going to be like a big brother, a survivor, a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm playing, I'm like looking around thinking like, okay, which of, like I'd be using that as a, but that's a little fourth wally. So I wonder if they're not allowed to like say that on the show.
Also, we also don't know, like we're people looking in from the outside. Mm. So like once you're in the game, I think it becomes a little tougher to like suss out because it would be smart for them to do, to stack it at some point, to do like two housewives.
Oh, yeah.
Like not whatever.
Of course.
Just to throw people off.
Okay, well, that brings me to another thing. Like the first season, there was nothing outside of merely us voting at the round table and people being murdered to identify a traitor. I wanted something to do with like the competitions and the money. Like the traitors had to like sabotage the competition a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could use that information to like try to suss out who's a traitor. They're not doing that, but they are now doing something that it puts them at risk of being found out.
Chalice.
The chalice.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about. And the thing is like, this is especially exciting because this didn't happen last year. So the, like if they watch the first season of Traitors, they have no reason to think like to see this coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. I'm also excited for this season being all reality people because I was pissed at the last part of last season when there were the fucking losers crying. That Reed betrayed them when the name of the game is literally the traitors.
Yeah. There's not going to be any crying. Not even Larsa when Marcus dies will cry.
I'm sure some people will cry, but it's like not going to be like the, like those fucking losers being like, I cannot believe you betrayed us.
How could you do this to me? Your friend.
It's the point of the show, bitch.
Yeah. Sheree. I just want to bring attention to, cause there's not a lot of attention being brought to her.
And I think that's good for her.
So some people like, I think there's two schools of thought. I think one school of thought is like, oh, there's no focus on her. So she's like, you want to watch someone from like the beginning to the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other people who think like, oh, I've seen this before in other shows. Like they're giving her time and you'll eventually, she'll eventually have her moment and like make it to the end.
It's tough to say with these shows, especially after seeing Squid Game. It's like they expertly focused on different people and did a story.
Yeah.
So it's tough to say.
Mm.
What about Janelle? Some of her moves, obviously like going for the shields, like that kind of thing.
I mean, it's a good move. I think going for the shield is good.
Yeah.
For two ways. To protect yourself, but also to like make yourself not look like a traitor.
But it also fucks up your social game because like if you're leaving people tied to poles.
Oh, Berg.
Yeah.
Berg. Berg on the pole for 20 out of like the 25 minutes. And like Phaedra like slowly untying. Tamara. Kind of flopping a little bit.
We'll see though. You don't. I mean, like, yeah, of course, but, well, like, you know.
She was
know.
In the first episode because she was sick.
I'm sorry, people get sick.
I know, but, like.
Also, strategy?
She was like, I mean, they sent that one girl home last year who was sick.
But I also think one of the funnier moments thus far of the season was Tamara and fucking framing the politician and, like, proving that he doesn't have an inhaler.
Yeah.
So she is giving.
Yeah. But special credit and acknowledgement must be paid to Larsa and MJ for knowing Dan's number.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, like, Dan, for being such a mastermind, like, you gotta say something at these tables. Like, if I was, like, a faithful, I'd be looking at who's not talking at all.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. What did you think of the Parvati writing the D, crossing it out, and then writing the other name?
Yeah. I wonder, like...
Peter? Peter's the guy. Is that his name? The guy from Bling Empire?
Kevin.
Kevin. Oh, yeah. Close enough.
I wonder, like, how that will play with Dan. You know?
Yeah.
It's smart for her game, but I wonder, like, how it's going to play, like, traitor to traitor. Because the traitors can trade each other.
True.
And the two of them are, like, obviously we're seeing, like, snippets of hours and hours of footage. It seems like Dan and Parvati are, like, hanging out way too much. Phaedra's doing a better job of, like, bopping around, like, get away from me.
The best scene in the first three episodes was Phaedra at the wall with CT and her, like, going through everyone and him just, like, laughing and laughing.
Oh, my God.
Also, CT. I'm sorry. CT's accent gets me.
You think you'll go to Boston?
I think I'll go to Boston. Actually, like, an attractive group of men on this show. Mm-mm. I would say, is there an ugly? Oh, the politician, yeah.
No, give the politician a kiss.
No.
I'm excited for episode 4.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be, like, swinging from the chandelier later when we watch.
Yeah. Let's hop on a plane from Scotland.
Okay.
To the shores of Potomac. Is there a shore?
No.
No shore.
I mean, there's a river.
A river runs through it.
Yeah. I think we'd have to fly into, like, Ronald Reagan.
Let's fly into Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And go make some pasta with Mia G. Robin Juan.
Oh, yeah. And Juan's looking for a job. And he's not going to be a pasta maker.
He's got to answer a call before we go make some pasta.
Yeah.
And Robin's going to start a new franchise. And what better people to ask for franchise advice than Mia and G?
As their franchise is closed.
as they get voted out from their franchise.
I will say, I'll give it to Robin for being upfront with the fact that it's a franchise when I swear to God, I'll never forget.
You always talk about this.
I always talk about Mia joining the show. And I feel like she presented Joint Chiropractor, the Joint, as like something that her and G started from scratch.
Yeah.
It wasn't a franchisee thing.
They were the ones cracking the bones. I just do have a note on the pasta making. I love a homemade fresh pasta.
Okay.
I would say I wouldn't use that with a shrimp scampi. Shrimp scampi, I think, is better with like a box pasta.
Spaghetti?
Well, but like not fresh spaghetti. Like from... like a dry
box. Okay.
Because you need like a... When it comes to like a seafood pasta, I want to say you need a little more substance there. Whereas like it's like a little mush on mush with the seafood and a fresh pasta.
Okay. So is that what people in Italy would say?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. but like we're here. We're in America. Okay. The United States of...
Oh no.
Okay. I gotta give Mia some cred for just being like, so why don't you just put your card, give them your card over the phone?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
God.
Juan caught in this lie and then continuing to show up for like these little events. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Okay, we got Wendy and Mom talking about Lebe, NECA, shrines, da 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 da. I kind of liked how we ended the scene where... like when he was like, oh, like if you met, like if you ever do talk to her, like what would you say? And she'd be like, I tell her I'd pray for her. And when he's like, no, she's gonna think you're like, you're praying that she goes in a shrine or whatever.
It's crazy. But also, like, it's, we're talking about people, like we're pretending not to know people who are very much in our lives in these scenes.
I'm loving pretending. Okay. Jizzy and Grace, self-defense.
Yeah, and then getting on the phone with Jason.
To me, it's giving a little too much, like, we're putting on too much of a show.
Yeah, unfortunately, if I was a coach for Housewives, Jizzy, I'm like, we don't need to make a show out of everything. Like, we don't need to do a show out of Jason. We don't need to do a show out of, like, taking the woman from the nonprofit aside to like make these points about my daughter going to college. Like, we know we're doing this for a reason.
Yeah. There's a lot with Jizzy going on. Not her best season. Okay.
Has she had a good season recently?
And then we're talking to a Jizzy fan.
Well, know? No, I mean, like, she does have moments. Good moments. And I will say, I think Karen has done a lot to help her this season.
Mm. And I do believe I was the one arguing back when we did our rankings that Karen was the true supreme of Potomac.
I would put them cheek to cheek.
Hmm. Even today in 2024.
They need each other.
Mm-mm. I think Karen could fly the plane alone.
If Jizzy wasn't here, who'd Karen rely on?
Herself. Like she always has.
Sure. Okay.
All right, Candace talking to Dot, and like Dot, Mama Dot is like not being a supportive mother.
I know.
Like she's having like a medical freak out, and she's like, just do whatever the doctor says.
But like, isn't this a familiar space for us?
Mm, yeah, yeah. Into a Candace NECA scene, which felt weird, but felt like something we need to do.
Yeah.
Like we need to be building bridges.
And NECA was very much like, if Wendy wasn't in the picture, then me and Candace would be close friends.
Well, I mean, it sounds like they are on the most similar track of like newly married.
Both going through like IVF journeys.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll discuss this at the end of the season, but like we'll discuss where we need to go from here.
I think it's too early. I think we got to see where they do all land as a family.
Yeah, that's why I said we'll discuss it at the end of the season.
At the reunion.
Yeah.
Because I got to imagine they're shitting in their boots.
Yeah. Everyone's boots have shit in them randomly.
Yeah.
Shit in their boots? Who shits in their boots? You mean shaking in their boots?
Yeah. They're shaking.
They're just they're taking shaking shits shit. In their boots.
They're shaking and shit. Okay. I mean, the only other thing really to say is like, at least they could be in a room together for like Karen's event that like means something.
And like, to Karen's credit, she's been bringing this event on the show since like her first season.
Yeah. It is like very disturbing and like sad to watch them all talk about their own experiences with sexual assault. But obviously it's something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah. And like the singer singing and then Mia getting emotional during it.
Yeah.
Is interesting. And then Jacqueline being a part of that story.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
When Ashley went to go talk to her.
Yes.
Was interesting. And Mia's thing about Jacqueline and like the reason she was mean to Jacqueline stemmed from that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also interesting knowing that I think me and Jacqueline have since made up since this season started airing.
Oh, but not while it was filming.
No, but I want to say, and I correct me if I'm wrong, people out there, but I think I saw like photos of them like hanging out semi recently, like in the past couple months.
I gotta say, obviously, Karen to me is probably the safest to remain on the show. Mia might be number two.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Because she's like floating around to, she could float around to anybody. Really.
Yeah.
I think that's Potomac.
Yeah. Matt's still there.
Oh, I didn't even notice him.
Really?
Yeah.
When Candace walked in, he was the first person she hugged.
Mm.
He took the like family photo.
Oh, he took the family photo. Yes, 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 yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, Salt Lake City.
Okay. So, first takeaway from this reunion.
Oh.
A lot of yelling.
Yeah. Did you watch it one time or two times?
Once and a half, maybe?
Okay. Like, I feel like on the second time, I was, like, less phased by it.
Okay, the first time I was literally turning down the volume on my TV because I thought my neighbors would get mad at me. It was like that much. Like Monica and Lisa went back and forth at each other for that long that I was like, I think there's been like a little discourse after Radio Andy where like someone said that Andy should have like chimed in or tried to stop them.
I think I saw a clip about that. And then what? And he's like, no, I shouldn't have.
He was like, I don't know.
I gotta say, like, there are parts of this where Monica comes off, like, very sympathetic.
Yeah, of course.
Like, Monica and LD, her mom, LD entering into prayer with Monica post-final interview during casting, saying, if Monica doesn't get it, then at least let me get it.
So we believe that is canon?
I mean,
I'm not saying I don't. I'm just asking.
I think it can be canon.
Okay.
It's just so funny to like just picturing like LD like in her little ball gown holding a snowflake.
Especially because she's like, she's old. She's an older woman.
Yeah.
She's probably what, 70?
No, I would say Monica's 36, and I think like LD had her at like 18,
19, 20. So LD's
in her mid to late 50s.
So like that's around Meredith's age.
And Lisa's age.
Wow.
She's not that much older than the two of them.
Okay.
But like there's just like she's lived a longer life than them, I would say.
Yeah, no, the fact that like she wanted to like go to New York to like act.
Well, yeah, we learned that was like, that's why Monica was left in
Pennsylvania
with friends.
But then we were in Boston at some point for like a lot of her life. It's like, I think I'll go to Boston.
She's lived a life.
Yeah.
And then LD wanted to go on the girls' trip. It's just so fun. Like, okay, it's main cast plus Monica's mom.
Has a mom ever gone on any of the Housewives trips?
Good question.
Well, yes, of course, actually.
Who's?
Portia's mom went to Greece. Was it Greece? To like babysit. Oh, she was but she wasn't a part of, but like she went.
Okay, but that was like, okay.
My question was, has a mom ever gone one of these trips?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. But not as like a star of the trip.
She was a star of the trip for me. She's always a star.
It was more like I'm helping my daughter with childcare.
Yeah.
Okay. HBO's The Staircase.
My God.
I mean, we've heard about this. Little did we know we would see it. Like a buffalo coming down the stairs, a la Alex McCord.
Her falling down these stairs. I get what she means there wasn't a railing, but there's two walls right there.
Okay.
You can easily...
I might be Team Monica. I don't know if we're up to code.
You don't think?
I think you do need a railing for stairs.
What about Carol Radziwill?
She had a railing. There was a railing on against the wall.
Was there?
Roll footage. Trust and believe there's a railing.
Okay, I'll try to look.
But like we got sounds. Then we got like a story of like she's throwing shoes at people.
She
died.
You can see her throw a shoe.
It's just so funny. But like the narrative, like that she was throwing it like in anger, whereas it sounded more like a in frustration of having fallen down off a flight of stairs.
Yeah. I will say there is a railing on Carol Radziwill's stairs, but like...
Oh yeah. No, we're walking into a danger zone there. But of like course.
The one against the wall doesn't really count.
A railing is a rail. You only need one railing.
No, I get it for like code, but like two walls for me.
You rather, but like what freak is like walking down the steps, like rubbing their grubby paws against the paint? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But then that into the revelation, like, okay, I don't know. Maybe people are not loving it, the reunion, as much as I am. The revelation that Meredith said to Monica, like, you should go get her house.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, sue her and take her house from her.
The thing is, though, I think people don't believe a lot what comes out of Monica's mouth. So, like, and Meredith did try to downplay that a little bit.
She downplayed it, but didn't, like, say...
Yeah.
But no.
Like, I think people are so overwhelmed by Monica, and there's, like, a contingent of
people...
Oh,
I'm overwhelmed.
I know. But there's a contingent of people who, like, don't believe Monica, so they are, like... ignoring everything else.
Mm-mm. Okay. Monica. Like the Monica explaining the multiple names.
Oh, and then like all the other women like trying to call her out on it was a weird look.
Mm. Jack Barlow's shirtless visa photo submission. And actually, I don't know. So you probably didn't watch the extended version. We actually get into like so much more about the mission and like Heather, Whitney, Lisa's relationship about Mormonism. So once again, I like implore you to go to Extended.
But can not we you. Put this, but can we put this on main show? Because I'm doing a Bravo podcast. I'm not doing a Peacock podcast.
I know. You know what the thing is? Like, I do think so many people and like that. I don't know what like the strategy here is, but like, so many people do watch the next day. So they're going to watch on Peacock now instead. Like, wouldn't you rather them watch it on the cable?
I like watching live so I can text my friends.
I know, of course.
I can send a couple tweets out.
I love tweeting.
Can get a little, like, memes going about Angie K.
Okay. There's a portion here where, like, Lisa's talking about fighting for not just LGBT rights. LGBTQIA, she said multiple times.
Good.
And then we got Mary. And he's like, oh, it's good to see you.
Also, just like, it's very interesting because Mary did break the rule, right?
Oh, yeah. The Maloof Hoof rule.
Yeah. Like, if you don't show up to a reunion, you're fired. And now Mary's back.
But like, much like other aspects, the rules don't apply to Mary.
Of course.
We're not speaking the same language with Mary.
Yeah, when we're talking about all these institutions, we don't get to talk about Mary's institution.
Oh, true. Yeah. I didn't really think too much about that. Mary, who do you like? Angie. She could take my toughness after like Mary like tore into Angie as soon as she sat down.
She didn't get what Angie was saying was a compliment.
But then in the extended version, there was actually like more to Mary and Angie in between those two parts where then they like, it made more sense that Mary said that she liked Angie because like Angie butted her up a little bit.
Okay.
Monica, she's pretty. And I love Meredith.
Well, yeah, they're soul sisters.
And Meredith responding, I love you, Mary. Like the fact that no one can say, this doesn't make sense. Like, this conversation with Mary, I can't have a normal argument with her, because like we're not speaking the same language here.
Well, I mean, I think the closest person who tried to get there during the season was Heather, trying to be like when she went to Mary's house, being like, "This house is wild."
Yeah,
and I think she wanted that to translate to like everyone knowing for the past couple seasons before this that we knew like we're not dealing with like what we're used to dealing with here. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's so weird to me that Mary's grown this like fan base.
Yeah.
But then also I'm like, oh, look at what she did for several years of her life. Maybe it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just something I'm missing that I'm not catching on to that other people are.
You would not be a good recruit for the parish.
I wasn't going that far.
Okay.
I was just doing some broad strokes, but yes.
Mary and Robert Jr.
Okay.
The sex sounds. The talking about the sex sounds. Into opening the door during the sex sounds.
Okay, to me, this mother and son.
It's one for the ages.
One for the ages. It seems like they spend a lot of time apart.
Mm.
But no intimate details about their lives.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
In a way that I don't like.
Yeah. The Whitney verse Mary we get into. And Whitney's being called racist. And I mean, Whitney kind of like handled that the best she possibly could have, I thought.
Because it came down to the doctrine of Mormonism
and yes.
all of that.
Which is interesting because, like, if anyone should be getting the most heat, it would be the person who's, like, actively in the church, mm-hmm. which would be Lisa. But, like, Mary's putting it more on Whitney.
Yeah.
And then we kind of end it with, like, Monica audio talking about Mary. Which I didn't think was that damning.
We're not proving a point with these voice memos, unfortunately.
I know. Like, Heather thought she gagged the girls.
I think, like, the voice memo was more about, like, Monica gonna DM Mary about Jen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Lisa being like, play the audio.
Yeah. It's Heather had a great, an all-time great performance in the finale.
Oh my God. One for the ages.
Really. And hopefully she brings it back for the reunion finale, but we'll see.
We'll see. Oh, reunion finale supersized from what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm having a good time.
Me too.
Beverly Hills.
Now I'm having a good time here.
Okay. Yeah. We were talking about this over dinner. I've had to like reframe this for myself. Like, I need to just watch this. Like, this is a silly season. We're being silly this year.
But like, when you say something like that, that makes no sense to me.
Why?
Because we're not being silly. Like,
we are being silly.
Okay, it's not like Pee Wee Herman. No, it's like we're still doing Regular Housewives.
No, but we're like what we're fighting.
They're having like arguments
about silly things.
Yeah, sure.
Like
health issues. So silly.
I know, but like. Okay.
No, I get what you mean. It's not what Dan is trying to say. It's we're not doing season long one issue where we're confronting each other over the same issue at a fight at Kathy Hilton's house every single week. Like Erica's issues from the past couple years,
Munchausen's,
like that type of thing. We have a mixed bag of different issues that we're talking about. That's what he means by silly.
The esophagus thing is silly.
Sure. Yes, of course.
Especially, okay, this is how I'm reading it. It's like this woman who is not friends with anybody is just coming on and like trying really hard to make a name for herself by like engaging in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's going around someone's like fucking memorial service.
For four hours
talking about somebody else's esophagus.
The clips with the timestamps on it was chef kiss.
Yeah. I will say, just like this new alliance that we now have, like our new Fantastic Four.
Okay.
And they're not really the Fantastic Four because Erica will turn at any moment. Well, but
so like it's like Erica's like Erica's here for two reasons. One, her number one girl's gone. Mm-hmm. Number two, she just likes to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So like so she's like excited to just like hop on a fight that doesn't have to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Marie, it's interesting, like sometimes someone joins the show and then like you realize halfway through, oh, they're just like kind of like the seasoned sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, kind of. That kind of became evident when we were standing in the Beverly Hilton and during the auction, little like silent auction before the actual event. And the four of them are standing there and they're
as
like
sirens.
As sirens. My fucking reference from earlier at dinner. Like sirens of the sea luring a sailor over to them.
To shore.
To shore. To the rocks, actually.
Yeah, to the rocks.
Yes.
And the boat crashes.
Yes.
And then, like, Marcellus gets, like, pulled out to sea.
No, he gets pulled out to the bar.
Pulled out to the bar at sea.
Just, like, literally the way they were, like, waiting for her to come in. And then just, like, the name on everybody's mouth is Crystal.
Mm.
She's having her moment.
She found her voice. She found her voice.
Shut up.
She found her voice. I mean, they were like, oh, she should have found her voice 3 years ago. Oh, this was not the time to find her voice.
She's had her voice from her first season.
But also she had her, like, when she was one of the few people to give Erica a proper dragging.
Exactly. Like, people are claiming she's, like, this fucking mouse in the house this entire time. Are you kidding? She's had conflict every single season.
Yeah.
And she's got this, like, interesting relationship with her brother where they share a burrito.
Mm. They share everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, on the way to Almost Toothless, Mo and Kyle, I would say love was winning. It was nothing short of a Harlequin romance.
Two strangers.
Two people, not strangers, like two people who hate each other.
Yeah.
Like, they were, love was hating.
Yeah.
Hate it's was
like,
winning.
Have you ever seen like one of those focus groups where they put like a Trump supporter next to like a Biden supporter?
That was it.
And they have to like talk. It's that.
Yeah, that was bad. Okay. We're getting also like bits and pieces of like, oh, Crystal is jealous of Anne Marie because Crystal mentioned at one point that she like wanted to go to med school 20 years ago.
But it's like, I'm Crystal. I live in this really nice house and I just get to exist and raise my children.
I'm so jealous of you, Anne Marie. Like, relax.
Bitch, I'm building a pizza oven.
I'm building a pizza oven in my basement. Something they said could not be done.
Yeah.
And then, like, dummy Anne Marie to be like, oh, like you said, Sutton has an eating disorder. And Crystal, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I mean, like, truly, obviously, we could see Amory's trying her best to be a person on this show, but like, you obviously watch the show. Why would Crystal say Sutton has an eating disorder
when it came out of your mouth last episode?
But
Crystal, no, I know. Yeah. But like, Anne Marie was the one who said it to Crystal last episode, and then to transfer that?
Oh my God. Okay. We have the hostess, Dorit, introducing Paula Abdul in order to introduce Taylor Dayne.
And Taylor Dayne, fresh from Mar-a-Lago.
She went from Mar to the Beverly Hilton.
Yeah, to
tell it to our heart.
Yeah.
Erica Jane having another Oh Holy Night moment, singing along to Tell It to My Heart.
I think she said Taylor Dayne has the strongest voice in our world.
It's like, forget Barbara. Forget Judy. Forget Celine. Forget Arianka.
Forget Adele. Forget Beyonce.
Forget all the girls.
Forget Whitney.
Forget Whitney. Forget Mariah. Remember Taylor. Dayne. Not to be confused with Swift. Wow. Okay. I gotta say, like, a little, like, fart in the wind was, like, ending the last 10 minutes of this episode with, like, 25 FaceTimes.
I know. Like, we had our little, like, try to be kumbaya around that table in, like, an empty ballroom. Yeah. And we go to our own homes and do FaceTimes.
We're doing so many FaceTimes. It's giving lazy.
Yeah, it's giving... If this was the beginning of Beverly Hills, we'd be calling the house phone.
Mm. Or, like, let's go have a cup of coffee somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay, that's Beverly Hills. Miami. Julia and Kiki, swim week models.
Good. Who knew swim week was a thing?
Well, in Miami, baby. I feel like there's like fashion week moments in Miami. And if it's going to be swim week anywhere.
Yeah.
It should be in Miami.
We have been in fashion week in Miami on Real Housewives of Miami before.
Okay. We have a little Russell Gertie lunch moment. Like, in between procedures,
mm-hmm.
Russell trying to support her, but also kind of, like, chalk her off the ledge a little bit.
Like, trying to make her actually go through with yes. her procedures because she's, like, not wanting to anymore.
Yeah. Or, like, not... Like, if this one doesn't go the way it's supposed to, like, does not want to consider what's next.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Lisa and Jody looking at houses... I think this was like $6 million for this house, which like, not that this house was like anything shabby.
It's just,
but $6 million for this house.
It's
kind of given New York.
It's Miami, buddy.
But like,
it's the same at this point.
I know it is the same at this point.
Cause like all remember who moved from New York
yeah.
down to Florida.
Everyone from New York moved down to Florida.
Me, an expert at real estate.
Yeah. It's just, it's like nutso. Like, I would just not live here.
I wouldn't live in Miami.
No, in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's got a job to do.
She's got a job to do. And she's doing it.
And also like, but like, it's still a, you could find a smaller house. Find a Marisol house.
That little bunk?
Yeah.
The bungalow?
That's Marisol and Adriana's houses are living still my dream. Two favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You I mean, them. Fucking Julie has her extra farmhouse, which I guess we can go to.
Okay. When Julia's like at the house of Swim, like preparing for this,
mm-hmm.
when she's asking like, what can I do at the end of the runway? Can I like wave, blah, blah, blah? And they're like, do whatever. Like, feels right to you. And the fact that we land on, like, a half-hearted heart hand motion, I was like, Julia, this is the worst thing she's you could have rusty. Done.
They should have let her brought a goat down the runway.
That would have felt more natural. Just shitting on the runway. Shitting in their boots on the runway.
Alexia coming to this farm and, like,
wait, where... These are two sisters.
Okay, but like, are they?
I've never seen tour sisters than these two.
Alexia is showing up and being like, I wore something sexy. And it's like literally just overalls with nothing under them.
And mission accomplished.
And she's afraid of every animal on this farm.
I gotta really give kudos to the two of them.
Making television.
Building bridges.
Yeah.
It's like, they are the great bridge builders of our time.
Yeah. Fuck whoever built the Brooklyn Bridge. I almost said Mr. Brooklyn.
Fuck Mr. Verrazano.
Yeah. Wasn't he a bad man?
No, he was a guy. Wait, you know, famously, the Verrazano Bridge is misspelled. Like, the actual spelling of it is wrong.
Oh.
Isn't that iconic?
Who was the actual bad man who built all this stuff in New York?
Oh.
Ooh, that everything. Robert Moses. Mm. Oh. Racist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He was the one who built all the highways before the like beaches.
Oh my God.
History, look it up.
Look it up. It's in the books. Oh, what a history. That's what I was afraid of. Okay. Nicole versus Alexia / Marisol. I mean, we ended where like we had to end. But I guess we just had to get there.
The thing is, with these girls right now, it's about the journey.
Mm.
Like the journey of Marisol not wanting to sit in the sun because she needs to see people in their eyes. Yeah. That's a journey to be had. Mm. I think a lot of these Miami relationships were in a journeying phase.
Yeah.
And we're not going to land on like the destination until Miami, or not Miami, Mexico City or Reunion.
Well, Reunion seating dropped. Mm-hmm. And I think this is like the most exciting Reunion seating we've seen in a minute.
Yeah, Dan's like gooning over Larissa having first chair.
No. Outside of that, we've got Alexia and Marisol not sitting next to each other. We've got...
Alexia and Julia sitting next to each other.
Alexia and Julia sitting next to each other. Adriana and Julia on separate couches. Mm-hmm. Nicole across from Gertie and Julia.
Yeah.
Nicole next to Lisa. It's...
We're on a journey.
It's the Wild West.
Yeah.
Everyone leaving Kiki's after party was really mean.
I hated that.
Yeah. It was like the meanest thing anyone has ever done on any of these shows.
She was like, I planned this after party specifically for my friends and you all left.
I planned this after party specifically to air on television and made business partner relationships to like have this filmed.
And you know what didn't help? The two like... Love them, but Adriana and Julia, like the two like losers of the group, like sticking around.
The losers sticking around hurt more than helped.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, Larsa and Marcus podcast, and like
they're still sitting cheek to cheek.
But I actually in my Larsa stand-up, I was like, okay, I actually gotta go listen to a clip of the podcast. To see, like, does this sound like we're filming under the ocean like Meredith and Seth Marks? Mm-hmm. High quality over here and separation anxiety.
Okay, that's nice.
I was...
Should we sit next to each other? Cheek.
Yeah, maybe they're onto something. I was shocked to see a Keeping Up with the Kardashians clip. Have we ever seen this before in the 3 years we've been back?
No, Kourtney Kardashian on this... Screen?
Kourtney Kardashian, and then also like Larsa mid-transformation.
I know.
It's like a little bit of season one, and then a little bit of season four.
It's not at all a bit of season four. Like
we're not
halfway there. We're one third.
Okay, we're one third, but we're on a journey once again.
Okay.
This is a show of journeys.
Okay, sure.
And I say, Larsa and Marcus, let's fertilize those 11 eggs and have a baby.
Let's not.
I think that's what we need and what they need. I'm excited for this beautiful relationship. I've never rooted for a couple more than Larsa and Marcus now.
You really need to like, did she put a spell on you?
If they can make it in Scotland.
They can't though.
Yeah, one of them died and like love still was winning. Like he was on in the little picture in the room and she kissed it and held it to her heart. Didn't that mean something to you, Brendan?
Told it to her heart.
Okay. We're gonna be talking about more about Larsa in a minute. Before we get to that, Adriana get in the studio with Emilio Estevez.
Great.
We got a new song. We got a vocal coach.
And she's going to perform, not this song, but another song.
Fire.
At Mexico City Pride.
Yeah, the song that we filmed the music video for last year.
Yeah.
And that leads us into like the tease for Mexico City. And I can't wait to be there. Well, we're in spoiler territory now for Traitors Episode 4, if you have not watched it yet. So yes. Hop ahead to Freak of the Week, or just come back later once you watch Traitors Episode 4, Season 2.
Sure.
What a episode of television. The costumery?
Yeah. I have a question about that. Mm. So, I wonder how it all goes down with, like, the stylists and stuff.
Okay.
So, obviously, I think the people are told to bring certain garments or told themes.
Yeah.
Like Drag Race.
I believe Kate Chastain gave an interview to New York Magazine last season.
Heard of her.
Where she said, like, they were, like, told what the theme of the costumery is, but, like, they also have outfits for people who don't come prepared.
So many berets.
So many, I mean, we're, like, you would think we're in France.
Like, every blonde woman is given a beret.
Since I did mention Kate Chastain, I want to bring up the fact that, like, there was a press release that she is coming and joining the show.
Next episode, she's re-entering the show. And then, as a contestant, I believe. And then Dr. Will from Big Brother is, like, coming on as, like, some sort of mentor or something.
Or, like, a just, like, a prop.
Or a prop man.
In the show.
And, yeah. Like, he's part of the legacy of Big Brother that I don't care about. So, who cares? But, like...
Which actually brings me to something I wanted to talk about during our first part of the Traitors conversation, which to like fully appreciate this cast, you essentially have to be like a 40-year-old plus who watches a lot of television.
Yeah.
Or like late 30s.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm late 30s.
Yeah. But like Dr. Will's Big Brother was probably like, while you were in high school.
Yeah, sure. I also think it's interesting. You can enjoy the cast even if you don't know the girls.
Yes.
You can come from like, so last night I was up at like 4 a.m. because I had a work thing to do. And I was on like the Traitors Reddit and I was just like curious what the girls were saying. And there's so many people who are people being like, oh, I'm a CBS Survivor Big Brother person and I'm now getting into Traitors and I'm so like fascinated by like Phaedra and how well she's doing on the show. And then there's like also the opposite, like Bravo people being fascinated by like Parvati and like other CBS people.
Yeah. That also reminds me House of Villains was renewed for season 2 and like isn't it crazy how House of Villains had like a pretty decently important cast, but was such like a shit show compared to this.
It's just, it wasn't the moment that this was.
Yeah.
Or is.
Like this is the moment.
Let's get into the moment. So we're coming straight off of, if you remember last week's episode, the Traitors were given the task of having somebody drink from the chalice, which would mean that they were poisoned.
And we did not know who was receiving the chalice until this episode.
But we knew that Parvati was trying.
And we knew the room she was in, so like the options...
It was MJ, Janelle, Dan was in there, so she wouldn't give it to him. There were like a few...
Kevin, maybe?
Yeah. Burgalicious was in there, I think, maybe.
Okay. And Ek and Sue.
Yeah, and Ek and Sue.
I thought it was going to be MJ.
That's what they were leading us to believe.
Yeah. And then she hopped across the table and was like hugging and kissing Ek and Sue.
I know.
And Ek and Sue, I got to give cred, gave a great performance from like the moment that the poison announcement was made at breakfast through her death. Like she went out with a bang.
Yeah. I will say just like, this challenge was so fun because we're at breakfast and like everyone comes in and then we're like surprised that everyone's there.
Yeah.
And usually we're getting a death announcement.
I guess maybe they were like told ahead of time that Deontay had left. Because then it would be confusing like, oh, Deontay's not coming.
Yeah. So then everyone's there and then we're told to get into our best funeral garb and like, the way that everyone was serving C.
Oh, my God. So I think this... Do you think this was like Drag Race Challenge, like bring a funeral look? Or did they have these looks for people?
This was Drag Race bring an all black or funeral look. Definitely. Because like, okay. Because personalities jumped out with some of the girls.
Well, like Larsa was like giving Larsa at a funeral.
Larsa was giving Larsa. MJ was giving MJ.
Yeah.
Because like she didn't do all black. She did like a black and white fur, Mob Wives moment.
Yeah, yeah.
There were people doing...
I feel like some of the men though was done by the costume team.
Sure. I think we were given extra veils. Like, a lot of the women wearing those, like, front veils.
Yeah.
Where Larsa had, like, the full, like, Italiano.
No, Larsa was very, like, Virgin Mary.
Yeah, like, the like you know those, like, Italian veils. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know the Italians.
Yeah.
Guys, Larsa had a great episode, I would say.
Yeah, you were gasping at Larsa all the time, but then I was also so surprised, like, the amount of times you were, like, boning for MJ. You kept being like, MJ.
Well, because MJ was, like, the other co-Dan accuser last week.
But she was also, like, she was serving C, but she also, like, her facial expressions at every moment are very funny.
Well, she was taking it very seriously.
Yeah, of course. Well, also, she was the one... She was the sacrificial lamb at the end of it.
Oh my God. Okay, but before we move off Ekansu, I did not understand, like, everyone's like, oh my God, it's Ekansu. Like, from as soon as, like, the morning happened, like, everyone was, like, believing it was Ekansu as a traitor as of that morning.
The thing about this show is they're all going off of vibes. Yeah. There's no real clues to tell you. Like, that's why, like, later in the show, when Larsa was like, it's definitely like an alpha male. Because all of the other alpha males are gone.
I mean, at least that is a line of thought.
No, that's so stupid. Shut up. This is a game of strategy, mostly. You don't be, like, you're the biggest Larsa apologist. It's actually crazy. And I knew, I texted you, when is the clown going to come back to bite?
Did it bite today?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, because she's dead?
Yeah.
No,
the biggest clown to come to bite.
No,
That's the clown that kills you,
You know, you meant that she's going to, like, do something so horrendous that I'm going to, like, be embarrassed to be a fan.
Well, she will do something horrendous, like, on House. I'm sure during the... I'm sure actually today as the Miami reunion films.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, but speaking of Housewives, we really took a turn this episode with, like, talking about the shows we're coming from.
Yeah, everyone started being like, the Housewives are all moving around together. Like, this is why this show... In the second season is so much better than the first season because they all come from different reality franchises. So some of them are glomming onto each other in different ways. And the Housewives seem to be rolling together, or at least that's what people want us to think.
Okay, so there's two things to that. Number one, for season one, to me it was so obvious, even before the traitors were selected, that it would be two celebrities and one human.
Of course, yeah.
It was just like, obviously that's what it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a human, I'd be like, guys, you think they're gonna pick three humans as a traitor? Mm-hmm. We gotta get rid of all the fucking celebrities. Are you fucking kidding me? So that's why we had to change things. Like, the fact that that never happened was shocking. Now here, if I'm a housewife, I'd be like, that's so dumb. Like, all the traitors are housewives? That's crazy.
You said this when we talked about the previous episodes. Yeah. And yes, that makes sense logically, but also, like I tried to make the point, at some point, if we're getting smarter with the strategy of who to put traitors, yes, maybe you do all from people from the same thing.
I mean, but to me, that's like what we do in season five.
Okay.
Not or season three. Yeah, or season three. Yeah,
or I would have done it season two.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, of course. I mean, like, that's just, like, so, like, galaxy brain. To me, if it's, like, if I'm just, like, more base level, like, how am I producing this show? Like, a little bit from here, a little bit from here, a little bit from here. Just to, like, make sure we have a well-rounded people surviving for a while. I don't know.
No, I know. I get what you're saying, but it's like, if we want to keep the show interesting, we can't just, like...
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Do that little formula.
Yeah. Parvati going after the housewives while she's working with a housewife.
So, when we were watching it, I thought maybe it was a strategy that Phaedra was in on.
Yeah.
Because Phaedra was like talking about it at the round table, and she said something to the tune of, oh, I'm only friends with Tamara and Sheree. And that's, I was like, oh, if they had talked about it off camera,
yeah,
that would be a perfect target for Larsa.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, Larsa eventually did go home. But then once we got to the very end of the episode.
Phaedra in the tower with Dan and Parvati being like, Parvati, I'm going to fuck you up. And then she's like, turns to Dan and he's like, and she's like, you too. I was like, oh my God, Phaedra, the queen of Peacock.
We shall see, because the thing is, it's so interesting. I think that was a brilliant moment, but like, what will Phaedra's strategy be from here?
Yeah.
Because she can't reveal she's a traitor and know that Parvati's a traitor.
I'm like, what is she going to say? Like, we're like, the three of us are traitors.
Like, announce it at breakfast?
Oh my
God. It's such a good and fun show. And to know that Kate Chastain will be with us next week
is nuts. But like, okay, so then this is what doesn't make sense to me. Like, she can't be a fourth traitor.
No, but it's also a fun twist because it's like, we lose a Bravo girl, and then there's another Bravo girl.
I love how, like, if you're a Bravo girl, like, you're a housewife.
Yeah.
If you're MJ, you're a housewife. If you're Kate Chastain, okay, you're a housewife.
We need to talk about Sheree talking about the gamers. And I guess that's what people talk about, but, like, the way at the end, after the roundtable, Sheree just kept on going on about the gamers.
Sheree being the sole vote for John. Because she's waiting for more information. She's waiting until spring, summer, September, to get the information. She is just so stupid.
I know.
Not our brightest mind.
But we love her.
I mean, we were talking during like the first Traitor segment, how like, where's Sheree?
And here she is.
Here she is. I'm like spitting on myself.
Here I am, Lord.
Oh my God. Is there anyone else to talk about? Bert really didn't have a moment. We even forgot the Bachelor guy existed in the first
Peter,
segment.
Yeah,
Peter.
Janelle had a lot of moments where she was talking smack.
She's going very hard.
But that's like classic Janelle.
That's very classic Janelle. But like, you're not in the position to be going hard.
I know, but like, with all the housewives and with, like, I don't know. It's interesting.
CT and Trishel?
Were they going to kiss in that gazebo?
No, so I was saying this to you, like, when the episode ended. Like, if I was on the show with someone I knew from the world, I'd, like, grab them and, like, look them in the eye and, like, shake them and be like, not a fucking traitor. Like, we have to work together. Like, I'm so serious. Like, look at me. And like, everyone's just kind of like, oh, I'm not a traitor. Like,
I wonder if there's like
a rule,
rules on like how aggressive you can go. You can't, I know there's like, it's hard to draw a line, but it's like, it's interesting.
I mean, of course you could lie and be like, you could do that as a traitor. But like, I feel like if I was like actually a faithful playing the game with you and like trying to make you believe, like, I feel like I could look at you and like you would maybe believe me. Like, if I did that little like song and dance.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'd believe you. Would you believe me? No.
I'd have like one eye out for you. Phaedra's just, she's doing a good job.
I know. God. She does a little acting, doesn't she? Like, I mean, like, actually, like, outside of... Does she get acting work?
I don't believe so.
Not even, like, a little, like, Hallmark movie. Not a Hallmark, but, like, a little Lifetime movie or something. No. I feel like she might, because she is an actress.
No, that's more like Eva Marcel.
Well, I know about...
Candace.
I know about them, but I do feel like if people aren't coming for Phaedra to act, like, please, hello.
Look her up.
No, it's just a joy to watch. It's hard to, like, talk about. That poor Kevin guy they keep on going after.
Oh, my God. He's just stuffing his face. He's like, well, I'm definitely poisoned. I hate everything.
Burgalicious is always in the clear. I feel like him and Phaedra have a friendship. Tamara is like,
she's flopping, Your Honor.
Yeah, I did say when we were talking earlier, I did like her one thing about the inhaler with the politician John, but like other than that,
I don't think she had anything good this episode.
I think she's like taking herself a little too seriously.
Yeah. Wait. Maybe end it with this. Larsa's inner circle.
Which you like are desperate to be a part of.
Like Larsa's like, everyone in my inner circle has been killed. Which like, I'm surprised she should have brought that back up at the round table.
But name the people in her inner circle. It's obviously Marcus.
Marcus, Bananas.
Bananas, randomly. Max?
Max was in the inner circle.
Who knew?
Miss Pep, maybe?
No, I don't think she included her.
She wasn't. Yeah. God.
Anyways, I can't wait.
I love it. What a good time. What a time to be alive.
Okay, what should we episode? Get to our... finish out this episode, please.
We've been here.
I need to go home.
No, you live here now.
Okay, so you go with the one true queen.
With the freak of the week.
Yeah, that.
Okay. The freak of the week. I watched this episode of Watch Women's Live Monday morning with some coffee and was screaming at the performance by one Renee Rapp.
Mm-hmm.
With Gisele Bryant, hosted by Andy Cohen.
Oh, that's hosted by Andy Cohen? I didn't know.
When Renee Rapp says, like, that she loves
Karen,
despite the fact that I'm ageist. And, like, it said, like, Andy and Gisele were both like, wait, what, ma'am? And like, this is part of a greater narrative of like the internet being like, Renee Rapp, not an ounce of media training. She's just running around here in these interviews and promotional materials saying whatever is on her mind.
Yeah, the other one that got like men our age, gay men our age in a tizzy was her not knowing who Kylie Minogue was. But it's like, come on. Like,
yeah. But then she like clapped back in a Instagram post with, oh my, what was the caption? I have to pull it up. It was a beautiful carousel. And the caption is, her lack of media training is outrageous. Unafraid to reference or not.
To be honest, like, queen.
Like, she's got the girls talking.
Yeah.
That's half the battle, right?
Yeah. And to be honest, like, here's the thing, people. Like, Gen Z has the girls talking like this and has us running around in circles. Mm-hmm. So, get ready.
Okay, get ready.
So... our one true queen is One Dorinda Medley, which it's rare in these days.
Oh, she's had a tough go.
For us to defend her like this, but she was on her radio show on Radio Andy, which she has. And she did a big defense of Monica at the Salt Lake City reunion, which we'll play here.
Second reunion, enjoy Monica. They better not take her off. This whole thing, like, one's going to go, one's going to stay. No. No, if someone doesn't like it, they can leave. There should be no cast member that sets ultimatums for other cast members.
I also can't fault her. Of course, she tried to be a housewife.
But why is that so bad? So did everybody.
Exactly.
You don't think that each one of us didn't go through the interview process and go home after and be like, I want this. It's the same bullshit when people are fired or, like me, put on pause, which I will stay. But until I die. You know, so many of these housewives are like, no, I actually left on my own. I don't want to go back. I was like, I am terribly sad and I want to go back. I'm waiting for the call. Why is that bad to say? I think it's ambitious of her. She wanted to be on the show. She went for it. And by the way, she's great reality TV. I like Heather Gay a lot, but why is it okay that she is doing this and Heather lied all year long last year about the black eye. Lied to production, lied to the audience, lied at the reunion. I want to hop on to reunion 3 because I'd be like, really? At least I'm not a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Put a lot of people out for that.
I gotta say, yeah, we can't be running the girls off the show because you don't like them.
Yeah, do you want a show or not?
I love that she also like kind of ties it back to her.
Yeah, and she always brings up the pause, which we love.
And I think also like her other moment this week is the Clorox carousel that she posted. With like, okay, there's many photos and like there's hashtag ads in the photo, but like it's like half cut out. some of the photos are blurry. she's got her fridge open and just washing it with a Clorox wipe.
Can I say something? We were on a group chat with somebody where I sent a video where they were responding sentimentally to another reality TV moment.
Oh.
And then you just hit, without referencing what I sent, you just hit us with the Clorox ad. And I was like, okay, give me a chance to breathe here.
No. I saw it and I was just crying. She's got like this like, shitting grin, wiping her fridge with a Clorox wipe.
So crazy.
Oh my god. There's something to her. What a queen. The one true queen.
Okay.
Wow. You should go to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. Our Patreon, we have a Patreon pre-show talking about a whole lot this week. The award shows, drag races, Arianka, Jennifer Lopez, Filme, Che Diaz, etc. A bonus episode, Housewives Iconic Moments.
Yeah.
Go write a review and 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Links to everything, Instagram, and just like, comment, subscribe, or share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Come through, Queen.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.